This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Have you all thought about couples therapy?
Me and Amir?
For like friends? Yeah.
It's hard.
I was thinking about this the other day.
That's no for people who want. Yeah, that's for people who want to even get along. Like I like the fact that we're not good like that. Like I don't want to be boys with him. That would make me poison to him.
To him, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be close with you. I want to be Glenn Close's. Phew. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, thank God Jeffrey's here, so I know somebody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jake. Happy birthday to Jake. It's Friday, August 5th. Which is Jake's birthday. Yeah, I'm so excited for it.
The episode is like dropping on the 12th, which I thought you were going to sing like, based on...
Today is his birthday.
Yeah, but like next week is my... Are you going to sing it on the next episode for me or...
Why would... Oh, is your birthday soon?
Well, my birthday is on the drop date of this episode, August 12th. And I kind of gave you a little bit of forewarning, like maybe we should... I didn't think maybe we should sing, but I don't know, just... Thought maybe you'd have something for me.
Oh. I don't check Slack often. Like, I do check Slack actually every day, but if I see a notification like Johnny Villa, I'm like, oh.
It's like kind of selective attention.
It's like selective hearing, yeah, but yeah. Notification-wise.
Yeah, selective notifications. Okay.
Are you 26 Jake, or 25?
Is Jake's not going to see that.
No, Jake doesn't care.
Today.
Who I'm just that so for? Excited about his day. About Well, you know, it's for the day.
Yeah, he hasn't been like on Slack. He hasn't messaged anybody, I don't think.
I think he's out of office today. Yeah, because it's his birthday. It's his big day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to get the day off?
Me?
Yeah.
No, the grind doesn't stop. Not even on your birthday. Not even on Christmas. Not even on New Year's.
Those are the latter three are all things that everyone's out of the office for. You don't have to be there.
I don't have to be there?
No, so on December 25th, 2021, what were you doing?
I was kind of just on the computer waiting at my inbox, waiting for an email to come in, but nothing came in. Thought that was a little peculiar.
And did you bill that day? Like, does that count? Or you're salaried, so that doesn't matter whether you worked there that day or not.
Yeah, but like I attempted to bill it with Marty. He kind of just ignored the Slack, but
you tried
kind of powering forward.
So you worked on Christmas. You're a salaried employee full time, and you tried to bill them hourly.
Yeah, because for some reason it wasn't registering that I worked on Christmas. In the payroll,
right? Because it doesn't matter when you work. You did that to you, and you didn't even do any work.
You did that to you.
Waiting by the inbox counts as work for me.
Are you 25 today or 26?
25. Quarter life crisis begins now.
Are you huge smile? What are you experiencing? A quarter life crisis? Are you seeing goals shift? Are you making any changes?
No changes. I think that I was a perfect person yesterday as I was today.
So what a boring life if you think you've perfected humanity. Like you have nothing to grow towards or for.
I mean, I guess like the only things I really change are The toilet paper and my clothes, I guess. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
So that'll be on the Out of Context Twitter, I think.
Yeah, we're having also, fun.
Johnny Villa's smooth vocals on the sax right now, and also Grayson Wise bringing up the rear, and Brad Hild's on the day. This is sort of a boys episode.
Sort of.
Yeah, man.
Kind of, man.
Yeah. Because it's like, we got the young guns of Head Gun.
On the young gums.
The young gums.
Which isn't even true, because Brad, you have deteriorating gingivitis,
okay,
right?
Man. Yeah.
It went away somehow and then came back, you said?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Liquid.
I have mayo gums.
Yeah.
Which I learned about on Mayo Clinic. Yeah, I did have a, we don't have a Johnny's birthday segment planned, but I wanted to wax all things Johnny's birthday for at least the first 15 minutes. Johnny, what don't you want for your birthday?
What I don't want for my birthday is anybody to be frowning for any reason.
The entire day?
Yeah.
And just in your, like, people you know or the entire world?
Strangers. So if I'm walking on the street and I hear somebody kind of crying, I better see a smiling face when I come over there.
Right.
If you hear a frown. Yeah.
Just like the silent creasing of a forehead. And by the way, this is New York City, so there's going to be people frowning on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to switch it up for just a day. Is that all right?
Don't ask me. I won't be there. I promise you I won't frown next Friday.
Okay, thank you.
But we were going to talk about hair. Mm-hmm. Grayson, you have short hair. Brad, you have short hair. Johnny, you and I basically have the same face and hair.
Yeah,
we do. Are you considering a change, or are you keeping the locks and the stash going forward?
So,
into 25, into the new year. Into
enough.
Into your new fears.
Enough. I am planning on keeping the stash for sure. One time when I was shaving, I accidentally trimmed too short on the little goatee.
Yeah,
and I think I'll keep it short here and then kind of a little bit longer here, but both trimmed. Micah recently cut his hair. So he used to have the long locks. Now he does knocks.
Yeah.
And
that's so stupid.
So Micah doesn't have the long locks anymore. And he told me the next time I saw him in the office, like, I was becoming a long hair guy. You're slowly becoming a long hair guy too. Is that what you want? And it seemed kind of pointed.
Right.
But I don't know if that's the kind of personality I want to move forward with, the long hair guy.
But what does that entail? Like, what is the long hair guy?
I don't know, but I understand what he means, where the long hair becomes too much of your personality. It kind of engulfs you in a way.
Yeah. I guess I ask because I'm on the teeter totter again for the first time in months. I don't think I'm gonna cut it. Mm. What's that?
Teeter totter as in.
Oh, just like I've been going to like Elysian Park and like thinking.
You had another idea
children.
That you were going with.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna keep it, but I feel it becoming. Like I don't recognize photos of me.
You just have body dysmorphia, right?
I saw a photo of, I don't remember who it was, but they had like short, medium length hair with the mustache, with a hat, with a sax, and it looked really good.
You saw a photo of Ferris?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Ferris. Shout out Ferris. We should have Ferris back on.
Mm-hmm.
He left the show, but I want to have him on for like an exit interview.
That would be a nice little segment.
Good luck getting a hold of him.
That's true. Major key alert. If you're considering a change, don't move.
Okay.
Don't break up with people. Don't start dating anyone.
You're stifling your life.
Exactly.
you don't want to grow as a person?
I think if
like
you
that?
Get to a place where you feel joy at rest, that's your best, and you shouldn't change anything.
I did recently hear of a friend of mine who is dating somebody that he does not want to continue dating, and when asked why he won't break up with them, his response was, I just want to skate through life.
I fear inertia.
That friend was Apollo Ono. Famous figure, or speed skater.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Omar Apollo Ono.
Nice.
Really?
Yoko Apollo Ono.
Grayson, how's your cock?
Every time.
Yeah. Well, this is an old guys episode.
Yeah, it is. Oh, this is locker room talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Locker room cock.
Perfect.
That's where you experience major shrinkage because you want to make a good impression at 24-hour fitness.
Mm-hmm. Because you had a bad day, you take a walk down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around.
Grayson's
cock.
And used to work out. He probably still works out at Gold's Gym in Hollywood. And I used to work out there. And he was just one of those old guys who would walk around swinging that thing hither than thither around the locker room. And hey, good for him. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know what else to say either. I assume it was a nice looking one.
No, it was fine. I was like, it was more the confidence.
Yeah, he has a low voice. Like, that's a lot of testosterone running through his veins.
Yeah, I think there's no way he wasn't juicing. Let me say that. I think it really is funny that when you take anabolic steroids, your balls shrink. Like, that's such
that
karmic
is really funny
hilarity to me. Like, yeah, you might get like uber jacked, but like you're also losing it where it counts. Because people
are
love
the balls
big
where
balls.
It counts. Yeah.
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 Yeah. If I could wax philosophical about my philococcal for a second.
Boys
episode.
Yeah, this is a boys episode. We can have a little bit of fun.
Sexual partners of mine are appalled by my balls.
Hmm.
Have you guys ever seen like a nectarine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
What? Let's keep it going with everybody's bond of the week. Keep it short because I hate this segment now, but I have to do it until the next one is cast, otherwise it's a real bummer. I'll go with
very nice.
It's time for a small bald bond.
I agree.
Kidding me? Come on! What are your guys' bonds?
This is always a tough question. I have to think about who I've seen recently in the news. And I think Dane Cook is kind of a front runner
right
now.
There's no way. He's not in shape at all. His face isn't handsome.
He's
to body
creep.
Shame, but... And
yeah,
he's a creep. Mostly that. I think Bond, they're trying to get away from James Bond being a creep, too.
Yeah, I agree that he should be less of a creep. But if we want to do a little bit of a remake of, let's say, From Russia with Love or GoldenEye, then I think that he's the best guy for us.
Yeah. Brad?
Hill? How do I beat that? My pussy?
Nice.
Do we have to bleed that now, or does it become really obvious?
So now the new James Bond is Brad's pussy.
Yeah.
My pussy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
clear to see for you. My
octopussy.
My pussy. All right. Octopussy. That's good, Johnny.
Thank you.
Solid,
thank you.
Man. That's good. That's really good.
All right, Grayson.
This one might have already come up, so I don't, like, forgive me if I'm repeating. It's been a... Should I even continue?
Yeah,
how about
continue.
The bond between father and son?
Nice.
That should have been on my soundboard, but continue. That was because of, like, a minute and a half ago, somebody said solid.
So, a minute and a half ago, you missed your chance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You gotta let it slide every now and then.
I don't think so. It's hard to run in Gucci slides.
They do say that.
They do?
Yeah.
Grayson, this is your bond of the week.
Yeah.
I said my bond of the week, but you were playing a soundbite at the time.
Ashford and Simpson. Mm-hmm. Did you say Larry David?
Yeah, I did.
Not what he said at all.
A bond that is just incredulous.
He fails the mission. M calls him. Well, how'd it go? Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
That's a sketch for Headgum West, man. Really?
Oh, he froze.
We can't just... No, he just was silent, like, in anger.
We have to take a break.
Really?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That Friday energy, right? We haven't recorded this show on a Friday in a minute.
You were so sour just moments ago.
I was dour. There's a difference. oh, fuck, I had something I was going to say. What were we just talking about?
I don't know. It was all the way before the break. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
This is such bad podcasting to be like, oh, fuck, what was I going to say?
It's like the second time that's happened.
Can I ask Brad a question?
Yeah.
Brad, what happened to you running this week?
Oh. Yeah, I was attacked. I was accosted by a mountain biker. I slid off the trail. I tomahawked, backflip style. And I got road rash from the slide. I hit my knee on a tree.
Oh, that's nice. That's rhymed.
That's funny.
No, and then the guy like tracked me down and yelled at me and told me I was going the wrong way on the trail and justified physically assaulting me. And I told him, I'm going to go look and make sure that I was going the right way. And if I was, I'm going to come back and find you. And he was gone. Couldn't find him. But so my faith in humanity is at an all-time low. So yeah, I thought to myself, restored. What better way to restore it than to come on the fucking HeadGum podcast?
I said this off air, but like Grayson and Brad both joined, and Grayson's face was literally like, and then Brad was like, I don't know what I do that makes it so joyless to be on the show. I think we do some pretty fun stuff.
That's Let's the word you were trying it. To find?
Let's take it into some news of the day.
Actually, sorry, can we stop for a second?
Yeah.
I got like a notification on my phone. I'm seeing the notifications come through. It's for Be Real. Is it cool if I take a picture for Be Real?
Sure.
All right, just talk amongst yourselves for just a quick second.
Okay.
It's good content. And he's gone.
Did you
Nothing
do it?
Realer than this.
I didn't take it yet. I have my phone right now. For you guys know what Be Real is, right?
Right.
Are we going to be in the photo?
Yeah. So Be Real, for those who aren't aware, is you take a picture wherever you are and you post it. And it's like supposed to make social media a lot more transparent and just be like, oh, this is my real life. It's kind of boring sometimes, but sometimes it's fun. Yeah, it's like a real kick in the teeth for Instagram and social media
for
apps.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
I don't think it's an either or.
I think it is. I think it's both, and they're not mutually exclusive. All right, I'm going to take the picture, smiling. All right, awesome. Cool.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, I just got a notification. Apparently Johnny posted a Be Real.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, I need to take my Be Real. Are you guys cool if I...
Yeah.
If I just take a Be Real,
20
real quick.
Of us all trying to.
Yeah. All right. Jeff, well, you can move on to the next segment. Go ahead.
Wait, no. Hold on.
Why do we have to wait? Why can't we just do it during the episode like it's being real? You're not being real right now, actually.
Oh, I deleted the app.
Yeah. Right. Because it sucks.
You're holding a flip phone.
Okay, shit. Brad, if you do have Be Real, I think you're going to want to wait for this next segment, actually. Hang on, here we go.
Actually, I got another notification.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, stop the auto track.
So I can't move on to the next segment.
Yeah. I got a notification for another app, Be Fake. So it's to take a picture wherever you are, post about it, but like in the picture, do something you normally wouldn't do, you know?
Okay,
like,
so what are you going to do?
Yeah, see, like Grayson's got the right idea. See,
silently put on sunglasses for good podcasting.
That'd be cool for like my Be Cool app, actually. All right. There we go.
Well, now.
Oh, actually, no. Maybe it. That. There we go.
All right. Hey, now great. I just look normal.
Great.
Okay. Can I move on to the next segment?
Yeah. Go ahead and move on to the next segment.
Okay. Here we go. Are you kidding me?
Just got another notification for, another app I downloaded called Let It Be. So in this app, you gotta find yourself in a time of trouble. And then all right, so all right, 3, 2, 1. All right, great.
All right. No more. Are there any more apps? Because we could just do them
all
right
disturb,
now.
Do not disturb, Johnny.
All right, okay. All no right. more apps. No more apps.
Okay.
I got another one.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry. Oh, no, this is my period tracker.
Boys
episode. Boys hey. Episode. You know those apps are breaking privacy laws. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So well, I'm taking them down from the inside.
So those are breaking privacy laws. This is Breaking Brad.
Yes.
This is a game I like to call Breaking Brad. Basically, I think Brad has been a little too confident recently. So I thought that we could take 10 minutes to sort of tear him down. I'll start. Brad, I liked your hair better when it was bleached a little.
I didn't know you when that...
I know, but I stalked you on Instagram.
Okay. I've actually been thinking about doing it again. Do you want me to...
Yeah, but then it would feel like you're trying a lot.
So... Okay.
Let's fucking...
Input...
Keep rattling shit off.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go next. Jeff, on your graphic, why does BR have two different atomic weights if they're clearly the same?
Got you. Yeah, it's supposed to be Breaking Brad. accent wall? That's trying a lot.
I guess.
You're just pointing out shit from my Instagram.
No, that's in your room right now. You have a yellow wall and the other one's gray, I think.
Oh, I didn't do this. My wife did.
Well, your wife is lovely, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay, cool.
Jeff, your shirt is just like ugly. I don't know what to say other than that.
It's good, that's, Johnny.
Yeah.
It's not called Breaking Jeff.
Okay. We'll just...
I don't know. Brad, you go.
It seemed like everybody else was having fun
MF
with it.
Doom? More like Brad's not in the room with where it happens.
With where it happens?
The room.
Hamilton reference?
Hamilton yeah. style?
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Did yeah. you just see it Noted. Or something?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You haven't even seen
You've
it.
You've never seen
I've
it.
I've never seen it.
You don't understand the reference that you made.
No, I feel like we're... Because like almost immediately you guys turned it off of Brad and onto me. I don't think that's fair. I think the segment's about breaking down Brad. And I think that's good.
Brad, do you have one for Jeff again?
I've got one for me, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. MF Doom? More like...
I'm listening.
Brad isn't in the room.
I like that
where
a lot.
Room, where it
that
happens.
Was like, yeah. You know when you hear it's a joke that
yeah.
was like
Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton. It's like a very multi-layered joke.
Yeah.
But like you know when you hear something that was like super clever and you're just taken aback, you can't laugh at it. Like that's just how it was.
No, that's
damn.
Yeah, it's most
I wish
exactly
I thought of
what
that.
I said.
Yeah.
Exactly Chris, what I say when I brought it up. You guys like chided me for not having seen Hamilton. Brad, have you ever seen Hamilton?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Love him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
So many people have seen it. It's not whoa.
Jeff, I thought you were a fan of F1. Have you never seen Leonard Hamilton?
Isn't it Lewis Hamilton?
No.
No,
so
I don't think
confidently
it is.
And almost angry. Keep Portland weird, easy when Brad's there.
I've never said that before.
I thought everyone was gonna gang up on Brad. That's why I thought this was fun.
Like, what
we have
did
six
Brad
more
do,
minutes.
Though?
He didn't do anything. I just think it's fun.
Think it's fun to hurt people, hurt
Not
other
hurt,
people,
but like injure verbally. Yeah.
You want to break
injure
Brad.
Verbally.
Not like totally, just tonally.
Your voice is awful.
Yeah, there it is. Five panel hat. More like, I want my money back.
Terrible.
This is actually handmade.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
This guy, his brand is called the Ilikoi Goods. Shout out to him. Check him out on Instagram. Yeah, handmade hats.
I assume they do a lot of social justice initiatives too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a wonderful person.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think shitting on his craftsmanship is kind of a low point of this show point. Johnny.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah.
We still have 5 more minutes of this shit.
Did you have slides prepared or you just wanted to put the graphic up?
I've just been trying to put a little more effort into the show, so I've been making graphics.
Mm. And by effort, you mean BR35 and BR56?
Well, yeah.
What elements are those?
I do not care.
Mm. So you don't put a lot of effort into this.
And it also looks like the font that you used in Brad is different than the one that you used in Breaking. Like that A is completely different.
I really didn't want anybody to point out the A. That was the one thing I didn't want to have happen on the show. Brad, you're married, right?
Yeah.
Till death do you part? I don't think so. Till death does she smile?
Meaning?
Wait. Till death? She smiles the whole time Brad is alive.
Damn it!
So you think my wife is going to be sad when I die?
And I meant the opposite.
That she isn't going to be sad when I die.
T-shirt on a Friday? Try dressing up next time you're having a bad day.
You're wearing a shirt too.
I was having a good day before this.
Yeah.
All right. I can't be the only one breaking Brad. All right. Even fucking, you know, what is his name? Rich Paul? Aaron Paul?
Yeah, Aaron
Rich,
Paul.
No,
those are two people.
Well, two different people.
Can you see his house tour?
Yeah, Architectural Digest. He's in a fucking cabin, man.
It's not a cabin. It's a mansion. Brad Hild, more like Brad Schild, out too much money for his house in Eugene.
I don't live in Eugene. I live in Northeast Portland.
Fuck! Grayson, man.
I'm not on your side, Jeff.
Boys episode.
No, this is a boys episode. This is good. I think I needed this. I think this is exactly the kick in the butt I needed. You know, I've been slacking a little. You've been on slack, so it's actually
you've been really productive.
I've been slacking a lot. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of work done. Johnny's been helping. He's a pleasure to work with, actually.
Grayson
and I played D&D together. We had a great time.
Yeah, we did.
And
I love most of the people on this Zoom.
How many specifically out of 3?
I mean, we don't need to put a number to it.
Yeah.
Out of 4, I would imagine that Brad loves himself.
Okay, so 4.
I do now. I feel a lot better after that segment.
Why?
As I mentioned earlier, I got in a physical altercation this week with a mountain biker and been feeling a little down. Actually, hold on. I'm getting a notification.
Welcome to... What are you guys seeing on screen right now?
Jeffrey James has started screen sharing.
Double click. Okay. Is that the name of the segment? Mode.
Hang on. Here we go.
Right. With bated breath, we wait.
Welcome to Chasin' Grayson.
What?
Yes.
Oh, this one Johnny's excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Return of the Baldo.
This is a segment I like to call Chasin' Grayson. This is basically, because Grayson, the last time you were on the show, we were talking about how you got either stood up or turned down for a date.
Both. I still went on the date, and then she didn't show. Right, which she had told me beforehand.
Weird choice. Yeah. But I thought that we could sort of wax chastity. in terms of like alternatives to sexual intercourse for Grayson to partake in in chastity.
Mm-hmm. Let me just get ready here.
This is just an open forum. What are some things that Grayson can do to stay chased?
Mm-hmm.
What about JP Morgan chased? So you can spend as much money as you want. You don't have a credit limit, but you also can't have sex.
Yeah, at a zero APR.
What's that?
At a zero APR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or actually at a 0.1% APR. So it's the same probability as getting someone pregnant who has a copper IUD.
Yeah.
And the APR stands for anal plug retention? Or
yeah, that's great.
That's good.
But that we're supposed to keep it chaste.
Let's get Grayson into this belt for sure. And then what can he do while wearing the belt to have fun without having sex? I'm going to pitch birding.
Birding as in like bird watching?
Yeah, I feel like people who get into that don't have sex, but they're happy.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Birding retreats are just absolute orgies.
Yeah.
I think if he's wearing that belt, he should go on a really long bike ride through a bumpy road.
And then kind of veer someone off course, leading to road rash, and then flee the scene.
Look at a woodpecker with your pecker out.
Yes.
That's good.
Am I right?
Grayson, I want to take a moment now to just kind of like hear you out, any concerns you have, because my concern would be morning wood in that thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked. I feel like when you started the Breaking Brad segment, there was sort of an understanding amongst the other three of us that we weren't going to partake.
Right.
And and for some reason
everyone's so I guess participating.
I guess my question is, what the hell?
For me, it's the slide, you know?
Right,
definitely seems like Jeff put a lot more effort into this one with the whole making sex more than about more than intercourse.
Yeah. Well, this is like, sorry to like trigger you, Grayson, or like, you know, tantalize you even. This is sort of the climax of the episode. Right? So
good word choice.
What do you guys think about Grayson having physical contact with a potential sexual partner but not having sex? So like, do you think cuddling would be helpful in his chastity journey, or do you think it would make it worse because he's close but no cigar?
What a weird sentence.
I think it could be nice. I think it could foster intimacy in a way that isn't just focused on the end goal. Coming.
What is the...
I think Grayson has a good sense of self-control. So
that's true.
I think that would very, very much help.
I think Grayson is the most like shredded person at HeadGum. So that means that you have to have either self-control or great genetics.
Or both.
Did the
what screen the fuck just... is that?
Yeah. Something's wrong with the screen, Jeffrey.
Oh, he's...
oh, that's why.
Solid
as a rock.
Cock.
Nice.
The screen's still fucked up.
No, now it's back.
No, we're back. This is a great example of why we should never do a boys episode.
I'm trying to think. I guess I should have come with some more ideas. I thought that Brad would be foaming at the mouth trying to come up with ways for Grayson to stay chasing. You already
did?
Go on. What?
You thought I'd be foaming at the mouth?
It's already weird for you to think that someone would be foaming at the mouth for anything.
Let alone thinking of ways for Grayson to not fuck.
Grayson, you go on long runs in Manhattan.
Yes.
My fear with the belt is the jingle jangle of it all.
That is not in my top five fears with that particular belt. Mm.
List them. What are the fears?
Yeah, top five fears with this specific chastity device.
Yeah. Number one, it doesn't really go with any of my outfits.
That's number one?
That's number one. I feel like it does.
It's stainless steel and black. That goes with everything.
I feel like, and forgive me because I'm sort of new to this. Do I wear that on underpants or over?
So let me get this. So you think there's a possibility that there's a butt plug going through your Dockers into your asshole?
Docked in your Dockers?
That's how you like soft launch it on Instagram, is like a slide for the front view, back view. I'm all docked in my Dockers. Tagging Rocky Mountain Athletics. Concern number two.
Concern number two is the, I don't know what terminology to use, but I want to say the slot at the front.
Is it the pitch? Is it the bend?
It's that it appears to get larger as it goes. It looks like a deflated balloon.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned by, I would say the shape, the bend, and the yaw.
Or nah.
Yaw or nah. Well,
it almost
seems
like, continue.
Oh, I was just, there's other forms of chastity devices. Like you could just dress really bad. Because that kind of wards off any potential wards.
Well, how do you do it, Jeff?
Fuck you. Right. Fuck you, man.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
153 episodes. I'm done.
You can't break me.
You can't break Brad, but you can make Jeff glad.
Sad.
No.
And that's your answer. Ziploc bags. I have a Tupperware drawer that is subbing in for my boxers. Airtight seal around my flaccid veal. Oh, no. I'm telling you that I wear Tupperware as underwear.
Don't say flaccid veal, man.
In relation
to
my... You
said it like a riddle.
The worst supervillain of all time.
Yeah, what do you guys think about this for a new Twitter handle for me? Brown Riddler.
Brown Riddler?
Or Riddler Brown.
That's better.
Yeah.
So is Riddler your first name?
No, that's just my persona, non grata or otherwise.
How would you say that the Riddler is like you? And I'll tell you why he's not like you.
He always has a plan.
He's way smarter than you.
He dresses in pinstripes.
You don't dress in pinstripes.
He has a layer.
A layer? You're the most transparent person we've ever met.
Forget it. Let's round out Grayson's last three concerns with the chastity device. And then we all lob up one more way for him to stay chaste, and then we'll make haste and end the episode.
Do you guys remember when you were growing up and everyone, all your parents were like, just be careful what you put on the internet because it stays there forever?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that for some reason.
Kind of like a interesting sidebar. But I think that,
unrelated.
I think you should wear this chastity belt. That goes inside your rectum and houses your phalus.
It doesn't appear to be a spot for the balls either.
Well, that's fine because I've taken a lot of steroids.
There we go.
Like Hellboy. Full circle.
That's the only thing you like about it. All right. Last thing for Grayson to stay chasing. I think. Because you do own a gym in Denver.
Yeah. Not exactly how I wanted to plug that on the show, but yeah.
Is there any truth to the idea that the more mile high you go, the more your little swimmers sort of decay? Like,
where did you hear that?
I didn't hear it anywhere.
Is there any truth to?
Or does training sexually a mile above sea level sort of strengthen your tadpoles?
Little swimmers?
I think that's also the name of like a swim diaper company. And if not, my door's always opened if you guys want to go into business. Grayson is already a businessman. Johnny has the creative on lock. And Brad's
got
sales. Recovering from an injury, which I feel like is a good vulnerable place to start.
Sure.
So we started with Johnny's birthday, and we ended up at swim diapers.
Mm-hmm. Much like how this podcast should always go like that.
Yeah.
Classic ebb.
Another classic.
Yeah, I'm thinking Hall of Famer, this one. Boys Ep.
Boys Ep. Don't ever call... Shit, that's a new song.
Tadpoles.
Plugs, what do you guys have going on? Johnny, how's the music coming? Do you have anything dropping soon?
Sadly, no. I had to move, so that stressed me out for the past 2 months, so it put everything on hold, unfortunately.
I feel you.
But we're back in it. The piano is indeed here.
Upright or otherwise?
Yes, upright. We'll spin it if we want to get real technical. But you can follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. And that's all she made.
The episode ends right there. We don't get to plug. Brad?
Follow Johnny on Be Real.
Yeah.
First off.
Wow.
And follow Johnny on Let It Be.
Which seems the same as Be Real.
No, you have to. It's specifically Time of Trouble. This is going to go on my Be Cool.
Hardest part of your
this
day.
This is going to go on my Be Cool.
Be Cool.
Yeah, we're having a little too much energy.
Follow me on Instagram, I guess. Brad the Human. Stalk me like Jeff did. I had bleached hair at one point.
Grayson?
Jeff, are you still trying to get to 10,000 on Twitter?
I am.
Okay, then follow me on Instagram.
unfollow Jeff.
Yeah. at Gray K Wise, and follow the gym. At Rocky Mountain Athletics. Mountain is spelled MTN.
Hell yeah. And at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, we're still about 600 away from 10,000. Let me make a concrete promise. If we get to 10,000, I will post a photo of my actual ass on Be Real. if people unfollow me en masse, then you'll never see my fat ass. And we'll see you guys again next week. This whole thing was DOS, folks.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah. Go ahead. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.